welcome to the results show for Backseat Box Office, episode 81. My name is William Paul. I'll be your host for the night, morning, afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening to this. Now, as always, we do have our standard disclaimer. If this is your first time listening to the results show, please stop. Go back, listen to a regular episode, then come on back. We'll wait for you. Now that we have that out of the way, this podcast, we go over the results of the box office for the past weekend. Take a look at who came in 1 through 5. Now, this is a listener participation podcast. If you've never listened before, what we do is we have people, that includes you, send in your prediction for how the box office will play out for the weekend. Everyone is given a score of 25. The closer you get to having those predictions right, the closer you come to keeping that score. Every position you have off for a movie, you lose 1 point. If you get the first place movie off, you get 2 points per position. So, with that, how did we do for the week? Did we have any of our participants score a 25? Well, let's take a look at the results. So far, we have 6 25s for the weekend. Now, usually I'd want to mention what the top 5 movies are for the weekend before going into these results, these 6 people who have chosen this. But one of those 6 people sent in a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to Art's voicemail right now.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks. I am going to go with number 1, Hunger Games, number 2, American Reunion, number 3, Titanic 3D, number 4, Wrath of the Titans, and number 5, Mirror Mirror. Another piece of old parlance came into play besides Big Ball in it. I'm going to say safety pick. Yeah, that's what everybody went with. Hunger Games for the safety pick. All right, that works out.
So, to recap, he chose Hunger Games at number 1, American Reunion at number 2, Titanic 3D coming in 3rd, Wrath of the Titans at number 4, Mirror, Mirror at number 5. Now, as I said, 6 people got 25s. We also want to go ahead and congratulate BD, Scott, Monty, Mark, and one of our hosts, Jonathan, for getting a perfect score this week. Congratulations, boys. Now, we move on to 23s. We have quite a few 23s today. And to start us off, we have another voicemail from Tad.
Hey, Backseat, this is Tad calling in with my Axis and Allies Round 4 update response to Jonathan's question about why I moved my anti-aircraft out of Russia and into Karelia. I don't know. I didn't mean to do that. That was a mistake. I must have just clicked on something wrong and moved it in there. As a matter of fact, I was wondering how it got there. That wasn't a plan or a strategy. That just kind of fog of war is what I'm going to blame it on. Yeah, hopefully next time I won't do anything. I've done that a couple of times where I've done things I haven't meant to do, so hopefully I'll start paying more attention and be more effective, because I've been on the losing side every time so far, and it's getting kind of old. All right, guys. Thanks for the game, and good luck all. See you later. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, okay, so Tad didn't give us any results, but hey, we always like an update of that Axis and Allies game. I'm just curious how I, as a type of host, I guess, is not taking part in the Backseat Box Office Axis and Allies game. I guess the best reason I can give for this, Andrew explained it well, it's because of George Clooney. Anyway, moving on, I think Tad actually did send us his results, so let's go ahead and listen.
Hey, Backseat Box Office, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I'm kind of, I don't have my list with me, and my sister-in-law got married yesterday, so I'm stuck up in Sholo, and I don't know when I'll be able to get back to my list, so I just wanted to call in with my pick. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ditto Tony this week and hope that works for the best. If I can get to my list and maybe call in before the deadline, I'll do that, but if I don't, I'll just stick with dittoing Tony, and I'm sure it'll be great. All right, talk to you guys next week. Thanks, bye.
So, to recap, we have Tad selecting Hunger Games at number 1, no big surprise. He actually transposed Titanic 3D and American Reunion, putting Titanic 3D at number 2, American Reunion at number 3, and then Wrath of the Titans and Mirror Mirror at 4th and 5th place correctly. Now, there are a few other people that also did get those picks. We have Tim, Kugron, Jeff, Tony, one of our hosts, Rich, Andrew, the third of our hosts of the regular show, Mrs. Beast, and William, all with 23s, all with those picks. Next, we move on to Father Beast, our sole 22 of the week. He, instead of transposing Titanic and American Reunion, actually put American Reunion at number 1, Hunger Games at number 2, Titanic at number 3, Wrath of the Titans at 4, and Mirror Mirror at number 5. So, because of that, Reunion was at number 1. He lost 2 points for that. And then Hunger Games losing him out 1 point, 3 points total, taken down from the 25 to the 22. Then we have Lena, our scorekeeper. She's the one that tabulates all the information. We thank her always every week for a great job. And she put Titanic at number 1, Hunger Games at number 2, American Reunion at number 3, and then got the last two right, Wrath of the Titans and Mirror Mirror at 4 and 5. Now, Titanic, that did hurt you a little bit more. Took out 4 points instead of 2 points because of that being in the first place. Uriah also had the same picks as Lena, so the two of them together both have 19s. Then our last participant for the week, Da Hobbit, gives us an 18. The first 4 picks of The Hobbits matched Uriah and Lena's, with Titanic 3D at number 1, Hunger Games at number 2, American Reunion at number 3, Wrath of the Titans, the only one The Hobbit got right, and then 21 Jump Street was actually at number 5 instead, where it actually came in at number 6, so that's an additional point. The Hobbit, you got an 18. Now, with that, our participants, all that out of the way, we now want to go ahead and move on to our leaderboards. Now, for this, we have, in first place, Tim. Didn't score in 25 this week, Tim, but you're still on top with an average score of 24.6. Like I said, it's a slippery slope. Once you start falling, you keep going down. BD, you have a 21.83 for your average score. Scott, you've got a 21.793.1. Why do I go so far out with those decimal points? Well, Lena is hot on your heels with a 21.7894. Seriously, a 21.7931 for Scott, then 21.7894. It's neck and neck, boys and girls. Lena, at this point, it's just the bronze medal you're shooting for, but you can quickly zip past that. You know, you just got to keep working at it. We move on next to Kukron in fifth place with a 21.65. Tad in sixth with the 21.38. Jeff with a 21.3. Monty is in eighth place with a 21.23. Then Tony, our first host, coming in only at ninth place with a 21.12. And then Rich rounds out our top 10 leaderboard at 21.10. Now, as always, we do want to go ahead and mention the two other hosts of the regular show, Andrew and Jonathan. Jonathan and Andrew, they're actually at 12th and 13th place. Andrew's still on top at 12th place with a 20.32, and Jonathan at a 20.19. So, with that, I do want to wish you guys all a good week. We do have some new movies coming out this coming weekend for your predictions. Those movies are Cabin in the Woods. Now, this is a remake. I believe it's directed by Joss Whedon. Not sure I want to give you guys too much information about it. You can go look it out yourself, or, of course, listen to the regular show that comes out on Fridays. Hey, even though it comes out on Fridays, if you're free late Thursday night, go ahead and look us up on Ustream. We try to always record our shows live, let people listen in. Or hey, if you're available on Wednesday nights, you can listen to the regular show of Backseat Producers, where we just review movies. Then, second movie coming out this weekend in wide release is the movie Lockout. I believe it has to deal with someone trying to put down a prison riot for a prison that is in orbit. Go figure. And then, The Three Stooges. The Three Stooges, of those three movies, is coming out in the most number of theaters. But you know what? My humble opinion is that nothing can compare to the original Three Stooges. I don't have high hopes for these Three Stooges, but you never know. I've been proven wrong before. Anyway, have a good day, have a good night, have a good weekend. Happy predictions. If you'd like to join in on the fun, there's multiple ways you can send us your picks. First, you can email us at tony@backseatproducers.com. You can call our voicemail line at 618-207-4794. You can send us a tweet at Better in the Back. You can also go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and have Google Voice call you. No long-distance charges.